This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Southeast gas crunch.
We're going to go on a wild goose chase.
This is worse than a hurricane.
Liz Cheney doubles down.
Ignoring the lie emboldens the liar.
Mideast violence intensifies. Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Long lines at gas stations in the southeast. Some 1,800 report they're out of fuel.
People were coming in and trying to buy 5 and 10 cans worth of gasoline. They're just hoarding.
Florida, Virginia, North Carolina, and Georgia have declared states of emergency. CBS's David Begnaud says it's all fallout from the ransomware attack that has crippled a major fuel pipeline.
We got a call from family that said, you better fuel up before you hit Tennessee.
There is panic at the pump from Virginia all the way down to Florida.
I suspected just prices would go way up. I didn't suspect that there wouldn't be any the next day.
Hundreds of gas stations across the region are starting to run out.
We put a stop to the can sales today.
Here's what panic buying could do. Hurt consumers long term, warns Gas Buddy petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan.
The first thinking is, oh boy, prices are going to skyrocket and I need to fill everything I can with gas. And so that's a self-fulfilling prophecy that actually makes the problem much more acute.
Now to Washington, where House Republicans are due to meet privately today. And when it's over, it's expected Liz Cheney of Wyoming will have been removed from her leadership post, the number 3 position. She has been openly critical of former President Trump for his false claims of election fraud. Last night, Cheney spoke to a mostly empty House chamber.
I will not sit back and watch in silence while others lead our party down a path that abandons the rule of law and joins the former president's crusade to undermine our democracy.
CBS News Chief Washington correspondent Major Garrett on what Cheney is saying.
Either you believe in the Constitution, federalism, the way we conduct our elections, and that this election is actually over, or you don't. And if you don't believe that, you're going to vote me out of office in a kind of a medieval ritual, like she's being stoned or burned at the stake. And she wants to be, because she wants the nation to see this moment for the Republican Party for what she says it is, a dividing line between truth and fiction.
Debate in a Senate committee over a sweeping voting and election bill from Democrats ended in a deadlocked vote along party lines, but it still might find a way to the full Senate. A CDC panel meets today. It's expected to okay shots of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for kids as young as 12.
I feel like this is our best option today.
It has parents trying to decide what's right.
I feel no rush to vaccinate my kids.
In some states, vaccines have already been administered to adolescents. Fewer unaccompanied children are trying to cross the U.S. southern border. But as we hear from CBS's Vicki Barker, the numbers are still high.
Border officials encountered 17,171 children traveling alone last month. That's down 9% from the previous all-time high set in March, but still well above levels seen last year. At the same time, more adults were seen coming without families. 9 out of 10 of them were turned back.
It's being called the worst deadly violence between Israel and Hamas in 7 years. Calls for a de-escalation have been ignored.
Israeli warplanes intensified attacks on Gaza after Palestinian militants fired more than 130 rockets at Tel Aviv, creating panic on the streets. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said fighting will continue until Hamas pays a heavy price. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
A federal judge dismissed the National Rifle Association's bankruptcy case. CBS's Steve Futterman says that leaves the organization open to a lawsuit from New York State that accuses it of financial wrongdoing.
The NRA wanted to incorporate in Texas rather than New York, where it's currently incorporated. This all has to do with the NRA trying to avoid lawsuits that have been filed by New York's attorney general. She has accused the group and some of its officials of diverting millions of dollars.
The NRA is headquartered in Virginia, but chartered as a nonprofit in New York and incorporated there. Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit has the number 3 post position for Saturday's Preakness Stakes, the second leg of the Triple Crown. Maryland Jockey Club attorney Alan Rifkin says the horse will undergo pre-race scrutiny.
We reached an agreement that allows for additional testing, additional monitoring to ensure the integrity of the sport leading up to the race.
Trainer Bob Baffert now admits an ointment used on the horse contained the steroid beta-methasone before the Derby. A second test result still needed to confirm it, and that won't be in for a while. The top U.S. general in Afghanistan says the next 2 weeks are a critical test for Afghan forces. In past years, in the time just after Ramadan, there has been a surge in attacks from the Taliban. General Scott Miller spoke with CBS's Charlie Daggett.
As you look at the fight and the violence is too high. The Afghan security forces are prepared for it. The Afghan security forces have to hold.
They have to be ready.
That's correct.
Will they be ready?
They have to be ready.
The U.S. wants the pullout of its troops to be finished by September 11th. But today's the day millions of people can apply for a $50 discount off their internet bill. It's part of the pandemic relief bill designed to keep people connected during the pandemic. It's not clear how long the money will last. Just out, new inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Along with Tina Turner, Foo Fighters, Carole King, Todd Rundgren, The Go-Go's, and Jay-Z.
I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman.
The induction ceremony is October 30th. The movie Dead Poets Society was one of dozens of credits for actor Norman Lloyd.
I'm asking any and all students who know anything about this article to make themselves known here and now.
Lloyd, who died yesterday at 106, had a career that stretched back to one of the earliest TV dramas in 1939, to Hitchcock films in the 1940s, Broadway in the 1950s, St. Elsewhere on TV in the 1980s, and Amy Schumer's Trainwreck in 2015. An L.A. Times reviewer wrote, if modern film history has a voice, it's Norman Lloyd's. A Florida man caught stealing 2 baby swans is facing serious charges in Orlando.
He was caught on this video trying to stuff 2 baby swans into a cooler, claiming he worked for the city and was saving them.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be okay. They're going to be taken.
Bystanders yelled for him to put them back. Police found the man thanks to somebody who snapped a picture of the Jeep he rode from the park. When he got to his home, they say he told them he took the swans because he was afraid they were going to get hurt. He then gave them to detectives and apologized. They're expected to be back at the park soon. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
People who took in a pandemic puppy last year while stuck at home may be having second thoughts now that life is returning slowly to normal. A rescue outfit in Colorado tells USA Today returns are double what they normally see in a year. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.